Afterward to section 30. The spring rains had ended, and the archaeologists excavating a fortress in Merv, Turkmenistan, were eager to discuss their finds, a wall, underground rooms, coins. The discovery of an oxbone suggested the existence of an agrarian society settled 5,000 years ago, a civilization on the order of Mesopotamia or China. The shards of pottery, collected in rectangles demarcated by a string, awaited the educated guesswork of those trained in the art of reading signs of human habitation. On a warm May morning, I watched an old kerchiefed woman order laborers to sift one pile of dirt and then another, assembling in her mind's eye, so I imagined, a picture of the ancient world, the rulers and the ruled, weapons and cooking utensils, rituals of planting and harvesting, and more, storms, earthquakes, plagues. It is no small task for the archaeologist no less than the artist to discover truths that, as Whitman reminds us in this section, wait in all things because they neither hasten their own delivery nor resist it. The trick is to recognize the spark of creation, the essential, in things large and small, for everything has significance. This was the lesson that Rainer Maria Rilke learned in the studio of Auguste Rodin. One day the sculptor asked him what he was writing. "Nothing," the poet replied. So Rodin advised him to go to the zoo and observe an animal until he could render it on the page, a visit that inspired The Panther, the first of hundreds of thing poems. These he collected into two volumes of new poems, published in 1907, a central text, which along with the writings of William Carlos Williams, Francis Ponge, Pablo Neruda, and others, established the modern tradition of finding in everyday objects clues about the meaning of existence, a tradition inaugurated by Whitman, who asked the most important question of all. What is less or more than a touch? The answer is found in love. The Turkmen archaeologist held a shard up to the sunlight and smiled.